Item. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Rise and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the room. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. First thing on the agenda is a consent agenda. The general agenda, approve minutes of meeting held June 1st. Approve all claims through June 15th in the amount of $528,774.50. Approve and place on file correspondence received. And that's it.
Make a motion we accept the consent agenda as presented.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Byers. Discussion.
I would like to have claim number 96864 considered separately, as this is a claim for Setzer's Manufacturing, and I have a conflict of interest on that.
968?
64.
Okay. Any other comments? Need a motion to approve or disapprove the consent agenda with the exception of that one claim?
So moved.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Well, how about, can I just amend my motion?
Need to amend it.
I'll amend my motion to accept the consent agenda with the modifications requested by Supervisor Setzer.
Correct.
And my second.
Correct. Okay. Amendment and a second. Vote on the amendment. Vote. 7-0-2. Approve the amendment. Vote on the original now. Vote. 7-0-2. Approve it. Now we need a motion to approve claim 96864.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve with Setzer abstaining for the reason stated earlier. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items? Marlon, you're up.
I guess on my business, we have approve or disapprove that agreement between BNSF, NDOR, and Gage County on the railroad crossing at the ethanol plant, and that's all been approved. We just have to approve this agreement, and that's where they reimburse us for the installing the permanent barricades and the 5,000 from the NDOR and 5,000 from BNS for reimbursement. So,
I'd make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion.
Yeah, just a question. You made a comment. They reimburse us for the barricades and pay us.
Yes.
We don't have to take that out of the 5,000 or whatever.
No, okay. There's an extra up to 12,000 for closing them, but them barricades won't cost that much. But there's several thousand.
Yeah, there are quite some barricades there. You're not going through them.
No, hopefully not.
Well, if you do, you're going to have damage.
Matt.
And just I conferred with the county attorney. He has reviewed the agreement too. So.
Okay. Cool. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve.
The next thing is approve or disapprove specification and call for bids on a two-burner crack sealer. There's a specification in your packet. Basically, spells out about everything.
Make a motion to approve specifications and call for bids for two-burner crack sealer.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Matt.
I read through this last night. just had some questions about, are these, I've never seen these before, so just kind of general questions. Are these too specific to get enough bids? Are all of these items absolutely required? Is one without these items able to do the same job but at a cheaper price? And I look at the fuel system here. It has to include a 32-gallon tank, but what if it's 33 or 29? I mean, I don't want to split hairs. I just didn't know how
and
specific.
And there's exceptions if you have exceptions.
Okay.
You can note them and put them in there.
Okay.
And
is that even something?
I know Madison County bid them, and they got three different vendors to bid. So,
because I even saw the paint, primed and painted black with red accent letters. I thought, oh, that's pretty specific.
It's pretty specific.
Okay. I thought, well, gosh, this pretty well limits how many we probably can get. So, okay. Thank you.
Rex. Myron.
Yeah, I guess I just have a question, too. It's supposed to be a two-burner, but yet back here on your heating supply it says one 12-volt burner.
Well,
I just want to make sure you have your two-burner in
there. That's a little misleading. The burner tubes, I think it is.
Okay.
I noticed that, too. But it's actually heated. It heats up about three times faster than our old one did. So.
But this meets that two-burner thing. Okay.
Any more discussion?
Next.
Gary.
Marlon, did you write all of this yourself?
No. I got specs from Madison County, and I think I had one other set of specs from a different company that, you know, wrote it all on that. So there's some of them things that are like the loading doors. It's pretty important that you can load it on off-traffic side, because if you're loading it on the traffic side, like if you only got one lane shut down, it's just a little handier if you can load it on either side. There's just things like that that make a lot of difference. And it's of the height that you don't have to really crawl on it, which can be an issue. So.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve.
The next is discuss and approve or disapprove preliminary engineering agreement with Minnelli Wagner and Associates on 4 miles of Hickory Road. And I was discussing it with Matt a little bit. You know, this agreement, you all got, I brought some copies. If you want more, I emailed one.
I had Don make copies last night.
Okay, so you all got copies. Pretty well includes everything. Basically, that Blue River Bridge we'd use as is. It don't qualify for federal funds because of the sufficiency rating is high enough. At a future time, if it ever dropped below 85%, you can get rehab money for like the guardrails and the approach railing. Otherwise, we were just going to use that in place. Hydraulic study was an issue because it's in the floodplain down there. Basically, you leave the feds out and these agreements get a little simpler. So.
And I guess when we got this emailed to us, I had talked to Rex yesterday afternoon and decided maybe we shouldn't take any action today just as a discussion item, because Roger, obviously, we'd like him to look at this, I think. But as far as trying to put the budget together and deciding whether or not we want to proceed further with this project, because some engineering has already been done on this. This isn't a new project, isn't a new idea, but this will help finish the engineering if it gets to a point where we decide to do something with this. So that's, you know, for consideration to look at. And Mr. Chairman, I have just some more comments.
Sure.
I know it's been some time ago, and I don't know if all board members got it or if it was just the road and bridge where there were traffic counts of certain areas in the county, and you look at Hickory Road there, you look at the traffic counts there, that's probably some of the highest traffic counts, if not the highest, that we have on the county roads, of a non-hard surface road in each county. There's also, I had a conversation today with a supervisor, or a commissioner rather, from Jefferson County, talking about their project they're doing south of Plymouth. And I shared a little bit with that, I think with Marlon, is that they're doing 8.2 or 8.1 miles, and their bid was $4.3 million for 9-inch thick concrete. And their blacktop bid came in at $5.2 million. So their concrete bid was actually cheaper, and that was basically oil prices. So roughly $600,000 a mile for that project. So I thought that was interesting. And I asked Marlon again, what do you think the average, for that particular road, the average cost per mile of maintenance for a rock road, average in that in Beatrice West is about $7,000
right.
per mile, and probably double that at least?
Because on the Hickory Road we had to rock it several times a year, and that $7,000 was figuring one layer of material on it per year. In the motor grader, you know, and all the hours and fuel and everything, so even depreciation on the motor grader. So
just as, I guess, more of a discussion is, look at this, to finish some of the engineering, we'll need to put that into the budget, and then consider if we're going to proceed with that project and how we will proceed with that project. So, because that's all I have. I guess I would request that we take just no action today.
Okay.
I just wanted to make a note. I've had nothing but positives on what we're doing on that road. I'm just hearing them one after the other, telephone calls and emails, and so I'm looking forward to it.
Marlon, at some point I think we need to meet with the Homestead again, and before we pursue on this road, just to, you know, when we met with Mountain, how long ago that was? 4 years ago?
Maybe I was in the legislature still then.
It's probably longer than 4 years.
Yeah, so I think we need to get with Terry and set up a meeting with the Homestead, maybe the state and Road and Bridge Committee.
I know there's one of the industries out there is interested too, but I don't know if they'll be able to help. There's kind of been a change in leadership there. But they are interested in improving that area, so.
Okay. What else, Marlon?
Going through the projects, we're grading on Beatrice North. They're really going down on that, so get out by there, take a look. I think that first half a mile is about done already, and they're moving. They're almost to the other end. They do have to put that structure in there, which is concrete pipe with head walls on the towards the west end. So. The Barnton South one was open for traffic on June 4th. The penalty days, they're still working on them. They were trying to get one or two back. We don't know if the weather conditions and everything, if they can prove it rained that day, we may have to give them one or two, but we're close on it, so. The in Wymore one, I'm meeting with Wymore tonight. They have some questions on the contract. There's new board members down there. I'll be meeting with them tonight on that. And then the Philly North, we sent out letters to everybody in the area. We're getting some comments back. Some of them didn't understand why we were, basically what we're doing is, I can't say it's not safe now, but we're making it safer because we're straightening out the curves a little bit and almost getting half a mile of paving with it or concrete with it. So,
right. Question, Marlon, the Philly one, somebody asked me this morning, roughly any idea this year yet that maybe?
We're hoping to get the N. Wymore one on the bid list this year yet, the Philly North, because of that wetland, and I don't know. Some guy over there even said he's seen one of them rattlesnakes in that area, and that's bothering me, but I haven't found them yet. If I find them, I'm going to take them back down to Barnston.
So that Philly one probably won't be this year then?
It probably won't. It'll probably be spring of 2012 when it's bid.
On the NYMOR one, you say that they've asked you to come down and answer questions. What kind of questions are we? We're not talking about legal advice type questions, or
no?
It's just
there's an interlocal agreement that was signed between Gage County and City of Wymore in 2000, I think, and that's what we're going to talk about. So.
Okay.
And they're questioning the price of the bridge. They said when we originally started it in 1997, the estimate was $600,000, and now it's $1 million, and they kind of questioned that. And I said, well, that's, 14 years ago, plus the additional environmental stuff, additional federal things you got to go through, increases the price on everything. So.
Okay. What else, Marlon?
We had a blowout on the spur a couple weeks ago. Terry came across it and he called me and we looked at it and definitely it was blowing out. So we sawed it one day and then it was late enough. The time we got done, we just sawed it and filled it with chat rock, and then the next day we dug it out and put new concrete in there. We get some of that fast drying hard stuff that we put in there, and then we open it by the next night. So asphalt crews patching holes, cutting out holes, and on the Philly North and Pickerel East, and the dirt crews working on projects there north of 1 Philly. I think they should be getting done there. There was two bridges they took out there, put in tubes. So, and that's about all I have.
Marlon, there's been some questions asked about buying rock from Martin Marietta. Do you want to fill in?
There's some of the townships that traded gravel for rock, which a couple years ago I think we allowed them to do that. It was basically dollar for dollar. And I was going to read the contracts more. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. I know we've been buying some down there. We haven't got a bill yet for the townships when they request spot rock, because they are cheaper for that area. So they're north bids for some of them, and their designated hauler was, well, there's one subcontractor that was designated hauler. For some reason in the north part of the county they were higher, so we've been using them down on the south end. So. And I have requested some test results from the other two companies, Martin Marietta and Kerford. So.
Okay. Anything else for Marlon?
Mr. Chairman. Finance Committee, we met last night with Don, and we were going over the budget, and we had a discussion briefly this morning about Road and Bridge needs to get with you outside of a regular Road and Bridge Committee meeting and just sit down and kind of go through your budget. So we just need to get together. I don't know if afternoon works better.
Okay.
Kind of go through that. So.
Okay. Anything else? Approve or disapprove contract for services of Dr. Rice as Gage County EMS Advisory Consultant for 2011-2012.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Myron.
I got a couple questions. I guess reading the contract, one of the things in there was every February he was supposed to give the board a report. I mean, I don't remember that. Or whatever, maybe he did.
Give us that report.
Okay.
We got it.
Yeah, he came before the board. Mm-hmm. Said
he appeared and submitted a report.
Okay.
I think that was before we came on.
He was here one time, and then we went in executive session with him. We didn't have a...
That might have been his report, though, because okay. A lot of that is not public record.
Okay.
Yeah, because yeah. The QA stuff that's discussed, that can't be discoverable.
Right.
Okay.
I thought
And then the other but anytime you guys want to meet with him, he will.
No, I just show up. I'm just reading the contract. I'm just trying to make sure. I went back and looked on the February minutes, and he wasn't here in either of the February meetings. So that's why, I guess. I mean, just so that if we need to change the contract, change the contract. Because one more thing in there was the contract says he's supposed to report or give us a monthly bill. And I don't know if maybe we shouldn't change that to quarterly or something, because I know he hasn't been giving, or at least if you look on the financial things, there's not always a bill from Dr. Rice on there.
It doesn't come monthly. It come by, I think it's he submits. I'm trying to think when that claim comes. I think the last couple have come. That hits. It might be monthly, but it wouldn't be every meeting because we couple of meetings.
Okay,
you can ask Dawn, but I think those come across monthly.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't show every meeting because it goes every 2 weeks. But I'm pretty sure those come monthly.
Okay. Good enough. Good enough. Any more questions? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Committee reports. We're not putting you off, Glenn. You're on a time deal at 9:15, so so when it says 9:15, we have to wait until 9:15. Committee reports.
Waiting for those for years. So.
I know. Terry.
I guess on my end, Marlon's covered most of the things. He's looking at maybe possibly filling a mechanic one position there with applicants. We've reviewed those. He's hired a couple part-time flaggers. Trees on Locust Road is kind of an issue. We're working on that. Barnes and South's open and done finally. And then we discussed rock. And one other thing I'd like to, say, I think this is correct, but the roadsides, I know I've had a few questions on that, but the owner is required by July 15th to mow the roadsides. So it's something that, that 15th of July will be here before you know it. So it's just something that most people take care of it, and it's a safety issue on a lot of these county roads and township roads that, I'm sure everybody will probably try and get that handled by that time. I mean, it's a month away, but it'll be here before you know it. So, and then most of the, if you drive down county or township roads now, you'll see, that broom grass is fairly high right to the edge of the road. So, it's just something that I hope everybody takes care of timely. And that's all we have, I think.
Okay. Any other committee reports? Sheriff, would you like to talk to us? I got a nice email from Gus that looks like his budget was heavy this year. He's giving money back.
Okay, I'll come back on that one. I'll let you know, this week, or last Friday, actually started on the basement in the old living quarters, gutting a wall in there and kind of getting a few things squared around so we can... Rogers had his couple of staff over there for a day or so. We've got a lot of other elected officials' storage in there we're trying to get out so we can kind of get ready to hit the mandates. The fire marshal wanted this next budget, I'm hoping for. And that room was for our storage for files. And that's usually just, I think, we can get by with sheetrocking the ceiling and the beams. And two of the walls are brick. We don't have to worry about that. There is asbestos, I think they said, running across the pipe. But if we don't touch it, we don't have to worry about it. And so then just to be a fire door on it. So we're working towards that and trying to open that up a little bit. So nothing major. Trying to do a lot of it ourselves, best we can. About it.
Okay. Thank you. Any other committee reports? I guess we recess for 5 minutes. Wait on Glenn. Okay.
They got a fast watch. We can talk.
Finance Committee, again, we met last night, and Dawn's going to contact not all of the agencies, but some of them that we allocate dollars to and have them come. I think there were 11 or 12 of them, some of them that may be questions about, I guess, the Humane Society, and we know what they do. So some of those, but and I think it was Region 5 Systems and Services. They've been here.
unless someone wanted them to come back. So we've tried to whittle through the 22 or 24 we had and got down.
Well, and Hope Crisis has appeared before the board before, too. They want to know whether they could meet with you just to...
And Don was going to contact them over the next... try to have three or four of them come to each board meeting for the next three board meetings, and the letter will be 3 to 5 minutes. Be blunt, be brief, be done. And so if there's any questions when they're here, that, we talked about that. Again, we're going through the budget. Some preliminary plan, just like last year, would be we'll get the thing 85% to 90% there, and we'll discuss it without any action at one meeting. 2 weeks later, we'll come back and we'll discuss it again, and then the third meeting, we'll approve it. So there'll be three shots for people to look at that, the public to come, any comments or feedback. So as we get that to that point, we'll give those out to folks, and please go through line by line in your spare time and answer or ask any questions, anything like that. So
do you have any projected dates yet, Matt?
For
all of the hearings? And
no, don't, you mean for the folks to come is going to be the next three board
and
meetings?
And for us as a board to hear it and make them public?
Well, the September 20th is a date by state statute that we have to approve it by.
Okay.
So we're probably going to look at trying to approve that on... the 7th, so that would be our third meeting. August 24th would be the second. August 10th would, that's my tentative plan there. So in the next three meetings, probably want to hear from those agencies. But outside of that, we're going to continue to work and put that together. We're trying to meet at least once or twice a week around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, spend about an hour and a half and go through stuff. So
good.
That take up. I guess I can talk about emergency management, too, just trying to fill time here. Met last week with Mark and visited a little bit about some of his budget needs as well. We'd had a discussion about the vehicle needs in the county and trying to get those run through one entity. And I think unofficially, from a budget standpoint, we're trying to encourage folks to work through Mark Mainz, who buys or has a contact at the state surplus and apparently has a pretty good connection up there, that if there's a turn in your specifications, he can contact somebody up there, and this gentleman will look for that type of vehicle that comes across. And so there were some different needs that have come up, and outside of everyone kind of doing their own thing, we're trying to approve those vehicles and try to get those to go through one place. The other thing we talked about was communications, and we requested that in his annual report that as Gage County Emergency Management Director, he offered himself as a resource to help people with radios and pagers and communication-type equipment. We're not saying that he has to physically do the grant work, but if there's a question that's asked of him as a resource, he should be available to help point people in the right direction. So we've made that request. So just so everybody knows in the county that there is a resource there, but doesn't mean he's going to write the grants. It means that he'll help them. So
pretty close. Need another minute.
Count down the second 60.
Yeah.
57.
Well, 9:15. We're a minute early, but Glenn's worked for the county for 22 years. Is that right? And I appreciate it. We have very few complaints on your roads ever, and. I know over the years Glenn has answered the questions I've had when, we don't understand what they do and you got to ask them. So I'm going to let Terry do this, Glenn. I seem to be a little...
Well, Glenn, I thought you'd been on the department way longer than 22 years. So.
Long enough. Well, I too, Glenn, on behalf of the county, Glenn's been in my area in the southwest corner of Gage County for as long as I can remember, and the roads that he takes care of, he's a dedicated employee because you can tell by the job when he's done, it's perfect. He does an excellent job there, and I really hate to see you go, but as time goes on, things change. So on behalf of the county, I want to present this plaque to you, Glenn.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you very much.
Come on.
Good job.
Well, thank the board
mm-hmm.
for recognizing me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll guarantee you, they weren't always in good shape.
Right. I tell you again, job well done.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
thanks, Glenn.
Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn.
Thanks, Glenn. That's the guy that you just leave him alone. He does did his job good. You know, you didn't have to go down there only once or twice in 8 years. And that was just somebody else had problems.
Appreciate it.
Whoops. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
When you run into something.
Yeah, I wouldn't keep my mouth quiet.
It wasn't running into it, it was a stop.
It was a stop. They got me. Okay, any other committee reports? Anything else for the good of the order? This is going to go down as a record. Anything else for the good of the order? H. County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 9:15.
Protests up to 9:30, so we don't have to come back.
Oh, my goodness.